I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, June 8. Coming up, government invests $4.7 million to expand BPO space, government to procure motor vehicle license plates, and $1.3 million infrastructure contracts approved for housing projects in Clarendon. The news in detail after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. The government is continuing work to expand the business process outsourcing BPO sector through investment of over $4 million on further infrastructure build-out. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says this includes a cabinet-approved contract to China Harbor Engineering Company Limited for foundation works.
Foundation works contract include the foundation works for three business process outsourcing buildings at the Portmore Informatics Park in the amount of US$3,792,630.13 to China Harbor Engineering Company Limited. The original contract sum was US$4,930,986.79.
The minister was speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet media briefing at Jamaica House. Cabinet also approved a $929,000 contract to ZDA Construction Limited to build an entry lobby for the 63,000-square-foot BPO building at the Montego Bay Free Zone. Cabinet has approved contracts valued at $1.3 billion to carry out infrastructure works for housing projects in Clarendon. Approximately $289 million has been awarded to Surrey Paving and Aggregate Company for work on Phase 2A of the Longville Park housing development, while another $281 million will be used to carry out civil infrastructure works at Money Musk Country Estate. Senator Reid adds that a significant sum will be spent in Birds Hill.
Approval also for civil infrastructure works at Sevens Housing Development, Birds Hill, Clarendon, in the amount of $788,117,622.47 to Billride Construction Company Limited accordingly.
Cabinet also approved a special benefits order to the estuary housing development in Friendship St. James, effective December 20, 2016. This, the information minister says, will facilitate the allocation of 170 housing solutions to contributors who meet the National Housing Trust's qualification criteria. The government has contracted Muson Jamaica Limited to procure motor vehicle license plates for Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, for a period of 2 years. The contract is valued at $649.28 million. As outlined in a ministry paper tabled in the House of Representatives on June 6, TAJ is moving to a system of distance or camera-readable license plates employing radio frequency identification technology. Meanwhile, Cabinet approved the award of a contract in the amount of $1.75 million to Ocean Dredging DS Inc. for the dredging of the Petrojam main dock and EKT dock. The dredging activities will improve the capability of the Petrojam docks to accommodate larger ships. And the Tourism Linkages Network is inviting applicants from the manufacturing sector to participate in its Christmas in July trade show at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on July 27. Head of the Tourism Linkages Network, Carolyn McDonald Riley, says shortlisted applicants will be invited to attend an assessment session, after which an evaluation and final selection will be done.
And there's actually almost like a mini workshop. There's not just assessment being done. There's an opportunity for you to meet with corporate players, an opportunity for you to meet with persons in the tourism industry, and one presenter, perhaps one on lean manufacturing or something.
The Christmas in July trade show is geared towards showcasing locally made corporate gifts. Interested applicants may download an application form on the Tourism Ministry's website at mot.gov.jm. Applications are to be submitted to Tourism Linkages at mot.gov.jm, and the deadline for submission is June 15. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.